We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Tuesday. It's October 18th. It is 2022. If you're watching live on YouTube, yes, that is a thing now. Then it's still Monday. We record the night before First Look Podcast, as always, joined today by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justo 6. Chief, NBA, basketball, it's back. We got two games, but we're here to talk some hoops.
Yeah, man, it's back. It's back. The boys are back in town. I'm super excited, man. This should be a really good season. Should be an interesting season. So I'm pumped to get back started. And you know, NBA always gives us like a 2-game slate to start. Super normal. Help you get your feet wet and just, you know, obviously I don't, you know, maybe somebody takes something down solo, maybe they don't, but I'm just glad to be back, man. Glad to be back.
I think with pricing the way that it is for this 2-game like slate, we might see a solo ship. And we'll talk about that as we're going through the games and stuff. But I mean, I'm glad we start with like a 2-gamer. You're joining me again tomorrow. We got the Morning Grind NBA again tomorrow together. So we're going to have like a normal NBA slate tomorrow. And we talk about it all the time. Like 6 to 8 games is like my sweet spot when it comes to NBA. I don't love 2-game slate. We get to get our feet wet. We get to do our proper bankroll management for this 2-game slate. And both games are on TV. We get to watch some NBA. No football, nothing going on with that. So excited for the NBA season to be back. Also, very excited. Tweeted about it yesterday. Talked about it for a second But Morning Grind has a YouTube page, and we'll be doing the Morning Grind night before shows, like our first look shows, live now. You'll still be able to download them on podcasts, but this is going to let listeners interact. We have the YouTube chat. Nick Nelson, what's up? First comment on the YouTube page. So be able to interact with the chat during the show. I'm excited about that part. It's really cool, especially on like these two game slates. We could, I don't know if we'll field questions, but interacting with chat's always fun, Will. So if you have YouTube, if you want to hang out with us live from now going forward, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page and hit the notification so you know when we go live. It's not the same time every day, but most of the time it's around 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So Will, two NBA games, easing our way back in. We'll play the Morning Grind game as always, but let's talk some hoops here. We got Philadelphia at Boston, 214.5 total. Boston, a 2.5-point favorite. Gallo out, Williams out for Boston. Philadelphia is good to go. Nothing. So let's talk some Philadelphia 76ers going into Boston. First night, we had some preseason. What are we expecting here from Philadelphia going up against Boston?
I expect this to be a hard-fought battle. These are two teams in the East that I think definitely have championship aspirations. And so, you know, when I'm looking at Philly, and so I guess my question is, are we ever going to get upside James Harden again? Like it's 50 fantasy point consistently almost James Harden coming back into our lives. I don't feel like he is, but at 8,900 on this slate, I think you have to play him, right? Like you start taking these types of shots early. Is Tyrese Maxey mispriced at 5K? Probably so. So I think these are the things that, you know, I'm looking at, and that's probably what everyone is looking at. Tobias Harris, 5,900, opening slate, only two games. Philly definitely feels a bit too cheap for me in this spot. I'm not sure how many minutes Trez is going to play overall, but he's 4,600. And he also takes up a center spot. So I don't think anybody wants to play Embiid and Trez. That could be a contrarian angle here against Boston, who historically, you know, teams have been able to rebound on a little bit, even though, you know, and then Rob Will, I think Rob Will is out. Is he out? Yeah, Rob Will is out. So perhaps that opens up a few more rebounds in that second unit for sure. So a guy like Trez could get real active here. So he's someone I'm looking at just from a slightly contrarian angle.
Yeah, I mean, for me on Philly, I think that Maxey's going to be the highest owned player on the entire slate. I think he's way, way underpriced here. Should start and play 30 plus minutes at 5K, and he's one of the guys that opening night like misprice, and we see these every year. So I like Maxey a ton. Obviously, I have a ton of interest in Joel Embiid. Think about it, Will. Like with Williams out, who's stopping Embiid here? And the answer to that question is no one. Sorry, Al Horford. You know, there's no chance that's happening. So from this game perspective on both FanDuel and DraftKings, I love Joel Embiid. I think he's just in a fantastic spot. James Harden, I don't think he's going to be very popular. I think a lot of people like myself are going to go Embiid. So I think that's where you could potentially get different as far as like the studs are concerned. So, I mean, Harden looks fantastic. We'll see how this whole dynamic works, but I think he wants to be there. And like, that's something that we haven't seen in Harden in the last couple seasons. And I think he wants to be in Philly. I think they're a team that has a great chance on the East. Like you said, this could be our Eastern Conference championship right here. Game one of the season. So ton of interest in Harden and Embiid. Maxey way too cheap, but the guy I want to point out, Will,
I already know
why I don't have a ton of interest in Harrell is our boy PJ Tucker, the savvy vet getting, you know, 30 minutes a night. Like, he fits into that mold with this team, with Tobias and with Embiid. We don't know what he's going to do with it anytime he gets the minutes, but I think when I'm looking at like cheaper options here, it's Tucker and then maybe our boy Melton off the bench is like a high usage bench player getting 20 to 25 minutes. PJ Tucker will week one or game one of the NBA season. And there's already been a PJ Tucker sighting on the morning grind.
Let me say I was wrong. I actually did not expect you to mention PJ Tucker. That one caught me a little bit.
That's my job.
PJ Tucker sighting, folks. Wow. Interesting. I get it though. I mean, hit some corner threes, get a couple steals. He's right there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we want to try to be different and he's going to have plenty of minutes. He might get some ownership. We currently have him projected around 23%. It's probably right. It's a two-game slate. Melton is like interesting, like I said, as like a bench guy that's going to get some minutes. Do you touch Daniel House Jr. here, maybe off the bench? I don't know what his minute situation is going to look like. Is there anybody else from Philadelphia that you want to mention before we talk about the Boston side of this game?
Well, House was one of the guys that I thought you would have mentioned, or maybe Korkmaz or something like that off the bench, you know, shooting some threes. It just feels like the way this team is constructed now, the guys like Korkmaz, Thybul, you know, it's House. It's going to be tough sledding trying to predict their minutes right off the bat. So if you're multi-entering, maybe you get small pieces of each of these 3K guys just because you already know this is where the ownership is not going to be. And, you know, if one of these guys gets 20 fantasy points, you're probably looking good at the end of the night on this slate.
That's why Melton's kind of interesting, because I could see a road for Melton getting 20 plus fantasy points. And that dude in chat wanted us to mention some FanDuel plays as well. I don't think Maxey's going to be as popular on FanDuel as he is on DraftKings because he's 6,500 on FanDuel, but I still think he's a really solid play. He should have such a high role in this offense. So there you go. Looking at the Boston side of this game, I mean, new look Boston, kind of. You know, we mentioned no Brown, no Gallinari. He'll be out here for a little while, but we'll see him eventually. Malcolm Brogdon, joining this team and this rotation. Derek White should have a nice role. Predicting the minutes for Boston seems, I don't want to say easy, but I think we know where the minutes are going to come from going into this game anyway. What do you like here for the Celtics?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think if you're on, especially looking at DK, where there seems to be immense value with Boston. Like Malcolm Brogdon at 49 feels like, dare we say, free Stevie? I don't want to say free because there are a lot more mouths to feed on this team, but I feel like his production level should still be, I mean, more than 4,900. Like Brogdon probably should have been 6K, not 4,900. Like, don't, I mean, that's my read on this one.
He's 62 on FanDuel. So, like, to compare, him and Maxey are almost the same price on DraftKings and FanDuel. They're just both cheap on DraftKings.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a little bit too cheap. As a result, the ownership's going to be there. And I think, you know, if anybody's been playing NBA DFS, like this might be some chalk that you just have to eat because I think the prices are too soft. Now, Jaylen Brown at 8K, I think that's right. Like, I think they got it right to start the season. Jason Tatum at 9K, I think that's right to start the season, especially, you know, when you're trying to bring Brogdon into this offense as well. Maybe not completely sure how the rotation's going to go. So I agree with that pricing, but these other pieces, that they're too cheap. Even Al Horford at 4,900, while he may not be able to keep up with Embiid, and he's definitely getting older. Al Horford can put up 30. I'd take 30 at 4,900 today. And then, you know, Blake Griffin is 4K. I mean, he's probably on the outside looking in for me, just from a, let's say, a general standpoint. But I love to see where his minutes fall as the season progresses. I don't feel like he's going to play 25 minutes a game. I think, you know, 15 to 17 minutes is probably his range. But, you know, on this slate, what if Blake Griffin comes out and has a turn back the clock performance? I doubt it. I highly doubt it. But on a two gamer, you got to take some chances somewhere. But Brogdon shouldn't be $900 more than Blake Griffin. Like that's a mistake.
Oh man, what a start to the season. Blake Griffin mentioned, PJ Tucker mentioned. We're back, baby. We're back. My favorite play here from Boston is Tatum. I think he's going to be the guy on this offense, and he just adds so much upside defensively and what he's able to do. So I like Jason Tatum a lot. Jaylen Brown is someone that could come out of the gates and just put up the ball a lot. In this game, with these two teams, I mean, this game should be ultra competitive, stay very close. Al Horford, he's 4,900. He's going to play a lot here. They need his size in this game. So I don't know if he'll necessarily be able to control Embiid, but at 4,900 on DraftKings, Al Horford's really cheap. You can play him in the forward or center, you know, spot over there. So I really like that as far as Horford. I like him on FanDuel as well. He's 6K over there. He's someone else. Will, really quick before we move to the second game of the podcast here, I just want to mention, I do think Brogdon is going to be very popular, and I think Derek White is a really interesting tournament pivot off of Brogdon. I think a majority of the time Brogdon outscores White in this game, but there is a road for White here to have a really big game at for 4,100 on DK. So just want to mention and throw that out there that if I'm trying to be different on a two-game slate, I think Derek White over Brogdon is just one way to potentially be different. But that's more tournaments. If you're playing like single entry or cash game stuff, I don't think you necessarily have to. I think you could just eat the Brogdon chalk or just not play Horford. He's going to be very popular, and maybe go with like a Grant Williams type of play, and maybe Horford gets in foul trouble. Vonleh is someone that could play minutes if Horford gets into foul trouble or something, but that's large field tournaments. And we have huge tournaments across the industry for this two-game slate, and that's not shocking at all. But Lakers at Golden State taking on the Warriors, 225.5 total in this one. The Golden State Warriors, 6.5-point favorites. We do have some injury news in this one. On the Lakers side, Brown, Bryant, Schroeder out. Westbrook is, as of right now, expected to play. So we're going to put him as probable, could turn questionable, could turn out, could play. And on the Warriors side, Baldwin is questionable and Iggy is out. As always, we start with the visiting team. We got the Lakers. We have a as close to healthy as we're going to get Anthony Davis to start the season, 8,500 on DraftKings. Will, talk to me here about the Lakers.
I mean, I guess what we want to know is this team going to turn it around or not? Had a rough season last year. And I mean, gosh, can the guys even just get on the court and play this season consistently? Dennis Schroeder not playing to start the season. Russell Westbrook questionable, but going to play. Even some hints that Russell Westbrook could be in the second unit, Stevie. Like, just not starting, coming off the bench, total domination. If we get second unit Russell Westbrook, I may be even more excited for his ability to kind of dominate the ball and maybe get back to some of the old Russ ways, getting to the rim a little bit, possibly less jump shooting. But at the end of the day, this is still the LeBron James Lakers until they tell us otherwise. At 9,200, I think you have to play them. In this spot against Golden State, I'm excited. So give me the LeBron James Lakers And with him leading the charge at 9,200 any day of the week against Golden State, all the you know, the rumors already come out that Golden State probably not going to play the starters too much past 30 minutes, which a lot of times to start the season, those guys are around 28 to 32 minutes anyway. He doesn't really start pushing them at 35, 36, whereas LeBron may be at 35 minutes, 36 minutes tomorrow or on this slate. So I'm definitely in on LeBron James leading the charge. I think if you want to get a little bit different, just a little bit, how do you think they're going to handle Lonnie Walker? He's 4,200. He could be a pivot off one of these guys. We already know Dennis Schroeder is out. Kendrick Nunn seems to be back. So at 3K, maybe you take a shot on Kendrick Nunn, hoping that he plays 25 minutes. Like, I think the Lakers have some guys that we can get, you know, get some value with as well. Patrick Beverley at 43, he's going to play minutes. I'm not thrilled about taking Pat Bev. Like, you know, I don't feel like his upside is completely there, but.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, you take some shots with these prices being so cheap.
I like Kendrick Nunn a ton if Westbrook doesn't play. He becomes like the ultimate value play.
He's probably like a lock button. Like, yeah. Probably a yeah. Lock button.
Yeah, you just if Westbrook doesn't play, you just lock in Kendrick Nunn. I love Lonnie Walker. He's one of my favorite plays on the slate. I can't wait to see what he comes in ownership wise. We don't have projected ownership up for this game yet. And we hardly ever have projected ownership up the night before anyway. But can't wait to see what his ownership comes in at. One of the name, listen, I love LeBron and I love AD in this game. There's no hiding that. I love both of these guys. I don't mind Patrick Beverley. He's cheap. He should play a good amount of minutes. Whether Westbrook plays or not, I don't think Beverly's really affected. Austin Reeves is someone that's super interesting in this game. He's really primed to play like 25 minutes in his role. If he plays more than that, he's 3,400. He's 3,400. He is someone that is a potential value play that I don't think he's going to be that popular. We'll see whether or not like he's someone that gets a ton of ownership, but he is 3,900 on FanDuel and Lonnie Walker's 4K on FanDuel for the FanDuel players out there. So I don't hate those guys over there either. Don't know if I'd play both of them. I'm trying to get like the upside game out of one of Walker or Revis in this game, you know, on the Lakers side. But love LeBron, favorite play on this team by far. Like you said, like this, there's no 28 minutes in a close game for LeBron in this scenario. He's gonna come out and he's gonna play his minutes. So.
Good God, man.
That is the one thing that you just have to like love about LeBron James in general is there's no quit. There's no taking it easy. There is LeBron doing LeBron things.
Yeah. I mean, dependable, man. Like, and you need that for NBA DFS for sure. Like, it's crazy, but he's going to play the minutes, and you know that, and you just play it.
Yep. I think that sums up Okay, really quick. If Westbrook plays, low owned, or you think people play him?
I think they'll play him.
Two game slate, question mark all day. I don't know. It's tough. 6 to 8 game slate, I think Westbrook would be really low owned here, for what it's worth. So, all right, so let's go to the Golden State side of this game. Kerr already came out and said that he doesn't expect to play his players into the mid 30s in this game.
Already said he's not doing it. So,
but Will, hear me out. Close game. Steph Curry's at 34 minutes or 33 minutes, and there's 3 minutes to go in a close game. You think Curry's on the floor? Heck yeah, Curry's on the floor. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think his cap is around 34, 35 minutes. Like, for instance,
What is the game score?
Well, I think they limit him on the front end. To get him the minutes on the back end if it's close, right? So, like, okay, maybe his first quarter rotation is 8 minutes and they don't bring him back until 6 minutes in the – 6 to 8 minutes in a second, which means he's – well, let's say 6 minutes. So now he's at 14 minutes first half. So now he's got 16-ish to 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And that was – it gets tight. They say, all right, Curry – go out there and bring us home. You know what I mean?
So you think he gets – okay. All right, I'm following you here. So you think first half we see maybe a shorter rotation first half in case there's a close game that he can close out in the second half.
Yes.
So by your thinking, if there's a blowout, we're not going to see a lot of starters get over 32 minutes.
No. And I think that's gotta be. I mean, that's the only way they play this, right? If it's a tight game in the fourth quarter, these guys are gonna play minutes. The only way you can actually control it is on the front end, I think.
I think I'm with you. I think I'm on board, and I agree with you. Let's talk about some plays here. You know, we know what we're getting out of Steph. We're gonna get a very aggressive Steph Curry to start this season. He's going to put up a lot of shots, national TV, going up against LeBron, first game of the year. We know what he's getting. This is one of the worst defensive teams in the league last year. Both of these teams like to play fast. Talk to me here about Golden State.
Yeah, I mean, Golden State, man, quintessential NBA team. That's going to push the ball, shoot a lot of three-pointers, get a lot of assists. They're going to play the right way. Because of these limitations on the starters, right, or perceived limitations, I mean, how do we feel about a guy like Jordan Poole? Like, I'm trying to think through kind of what our scenario, Stevie.
Yeah.
If these starters are limited at all, and Jordan Poole ends up with 30 minutes at 6,700, that's pretty value for him if he comes out scoring the way he has before. You know, I think that's a not sneaky, but what if you went overweight on him and underweight on Clay? Like, they're both about the same price. And, you know, if he ends up getting that late run because the starters are limited and Golden State's up by 15 points with 8 minutes left, LeBron's still going to play, but maybe they can't close the gap. And Poole keeps playing and Clay keeps sitting on the bench, then Poole is going to end up being a really good play. So I like him a lot for this particular this particular slate. Jamichael Green plays for Golden State now. He's 3,800. Like, he could be another really good play here. I'm really interested to see exactly how they handle Wiseman's minutes. He's 5,700. I think if anybody gets extremely limited, Wiseman ends up under 30 for sure. Like, I think
him and Clay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think if anybody ends up extremely limited, it's him. And I agree with you on Clay as well. Dante DiVincenzo is here now. So he's another guy. I don't think the Golden State value is better than the Boston value or better than the Philly value. And that's where it kind of puts you in a, I don't want to say no man's land, but kind of thinking for tournaments, okay, we're expecting that that guys from other teams like Brogdon, we didn't really mention too much of Marcus Smart. He's fairly cheap as well, but we're expecting those guys to probably have better production. We know Kendrick Nunn at 3K is really good value, especially if Russ sits. So I think the Golden State value ends up kind of out of the rotation, and I think you maybe force some of that in, even in some of these bills. Because, you know, Dante DiVincenzo, he's a guy that can stroke it a little bit. Who's to say he can't score 30 fantasy points in this game against the Lakers, who I'm expecting to play better defense, but I don't know yet. Last year they were terrible. I haven't seen anything. They could still be bad. So the Lakers were definitely a team we were picking on, and so I'm more than willing to roll Golden State out, especially some of these cheaper guys in game one, and let's see if the Lakers are actually going to play defense.
No, they're not playing defense, man. I don't know. I think my favorite play from the Warriors is Jordan Poole. Mine too.
Seriously.
Yeah, like listening to what you were saying, right? And knowing what Steve Kerr said about easing his starters into minutes, the first dude that it's going to be checked out here is Klay Thompson. Like in any scenario, blowout or any scenario, like limiting minutes, Klay is going to be the first guy off the court. Him and Wiseman. Yeah. I'm with you on Wiseman. So there is so many roads for Jordan Poole to get 30 minutes in this game. He's really cheap on FanDuel. You know, we talked about like cheap plays on DraftKings. Jordan Poole is really cheap on FanDuel. So I think Jordan Poole's my favorite play here. You know, Draymond Green is always a double-double threat with assists and rebounds. So don't mind looking at, like, Draymond anytime here. So he's kind of in that, like, weird price range where I don't know where we end up. But, yeah, Jermichael Green's a really interesting call, too.
I'm sorry, Steve. My bad. I'm so sorry about that.
No, I was just going to say Jordan Poole, by far my favorite play here. We didn't mention Andrew Wiggins a lot. I don't know if Andrew Wiggins is the starting small forward at the end of the season for the Warriors. I don't know if that's a hot take or not. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I think they've been playing him for his defense, for what it's worth. He has played fairly good defense for them on this team. But getting back to Jermichael Green, Stevie, I at 3,800, Kuminga's probably going to play too. But if the starters are limited at all, I got to think Jermichael Green or Kuminga, one of these two guys, get 25 minutes. Let's 20 to 25. One or the other. I think in deep tournaments, like for a two-game slate, I think you just experiment with those guys and split the difference for me. Like they're close enough in price to where, let's say you say, okay, I take, you know, 20% on this guy, 20% on that guy, and roll with it. And maybe just don't play them together. Like set in lineup HQ, you set a rule, you put those two in it, one or the other, 20% on both, and go at it.
Yeah, I mean, I love that call, man. I don't think Looney's the guy. I really don't. I don't think they would have brought in Jermichael Green if Looney was the guy.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch. thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Looney is easily exposed so many times that there's a road for Jamichael Green to have a really solid role on this team. So what's crazy is, like, the Warriors have the highest implied team total on the slate, and they're probably my least favorite team to target on the slate. They're just such a great basketball team that, I mean, that's why Jordan Poole's so interesting in this game. So,
yeah.
All right. It's that time. Morning grind game. And then we'll get out of here. Shorter podcast. Well, kind of. We went way more into a 2-game slate than we normally would because it's opening night. You'll hear us cruise a lot faster when we start talking tomorrow with the bigger slate. So let's play the morning grind game, and then we will get out of here. Before we do get into the morning grind game, if you haven't checked out Sleeper Fantasy yet, love what they're doing over there. It's a unique prop-based fantasy site where you and your friends can enjoy fantasy sports together in a fun and social way. Join the RotoGrinders squad and use promo code GRINDERS for a 100% deposit match up to $100. If you already have a Sleeper account and you're not in the RotoGrinders squad, head on over there and check the description of the RotoGrinders podcast on any YouTube, wherever you listen to it when you download podcasts, or on the RotoGrinders website. And join the squad with that link. I post stuff over there all the time. Looking good for my NFL one now. If we could just get a little bit more Jared Everett catches yards. But if you haven't checked out Sleeper, use promo code GRINDERS. Let's get into the morning grind game. We're going to use DraftKings pricing. Favorite play under 5,000 can be 5,000 to get 7x here on opening night.
Yeah, I think I got to go with Brogdon. Like, he feels too cheap. I know he's in a Boston team that's fairly loaded up top in terms of wings. If you want to call Tatum a wing, he is a wing, I think, in my book as well, even though he's kind of playing the 3-4 hybrid. But, man, I think at 4,900, Brogdon feels a touch too cheap. I mean, I think he should be 6K. Give me Brogdon all day.
I'm going to go with Maxey. He's just way too cheap for his role. Should play 30-plus minutes. It's just way too cheap, Will. Like, at the end of the day, it's just too cheap. Like, I don't even need to go into stats or anything like that. Maxey is he's too cheap. So, there you go. Over 8,000 on DraftKings. Bust of the day. Who's not getting over 5X on opening night?
Oh boy.
This is a tough one on a 2-gamer.
This is a tough one. I think if I had to go with the guys out of this group, I'd say give me Curry. If they are in fact limited, he feels like he would be the closest to probably go under, especially if everybody else plays full minutes. Don't feel great about it, but I'm going with Curry at 9,400.
He would have been my top pick. Just with what Kerr was saying, with as good as the Golden State Warriors, if the Lakers defense hasn't improved, this game has the potential just not to stay close. I like this guy for large field tournaments, but he's the second guy on my list. So I'm going to go James Harden. I do think he's going to be low owned. So if you want to take some shots on him in tournaments on a 2-game slate to be different, that's where you do it. But overall, it's really tough for me. When you're looking at the players in this range and how good the Boston defense is, to have a ton of interest here in Harden. So he's going to be the pick for me. Favorite 6X play, pricing, whatever you want, any price range, Will, who's going 6X?
This, I don't want to say this one was completely tough, but I think it's Jordan Poole, man. I just at 6,700.
I like it so much.
I think it's Poole.
No, I love that. I love that. So I'm going all the way to the top, and I'm going LeBron James. I think he's underpriced.
I like it too.
Yeah, I think he's underpriced on DraftKings at 9,200. I know AD's back. Doesn't matter. He's LeBron James. He's the best player in the NBA, and his minutes floor is too good in a close game. So I'm going to go LeBron. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Someone that you think is going to be low owned, that you would only play in large field tournaments. Who is your let's get weird GPP play of the day?
I think I know who yours is, and I think we're going to be close in price here. I don't know, man. I feel like Jamichael Green is that weird guy that maybe gets 30 tonight, 25 to 30 in that 3K range. I'm going Jamichael Green, you know, with a team that's going to get up and down a little bit. They may need him, you know, if they're going to limit some of these starters' minutes. I like Jamichael Green at 3,800.
I'm going to go Lonnie Walker. I'm really interested to see what we're looking at projected ownership-wise for him. I don't think he'll be very popular, especially if Westbrook plays. But, man, I like Lonnie Walker a lot in this game. He's someone that I'm definitely going to be using to be different here on this two-gamer. Was that who you thought I was going to pick?
No. Man, I thought you were going to go with Pete.
All right. Yeah, well. We mentioned him. that's all yeah. I get. Yeah. All right. Favorite bet against the spread, over under, money line, anything that's standing out to you here? Looking at this is tougher on a 2-game slate, but is either one of these games, you know, standing out to you?
I think if I had to take one right out of the gate, I think I'd take the Philly Boston under. Under the total there, just because, not that I don't think these teams are going to score points, but these are – Dot wants this team to play defense. And I know Boston wants to play defense on their end. Maybe they come out slightly rusty, just not hitting some shots. Philly-Boston under for me.
I'm going to go Golden State minus 6.5. I just think Golden State, even if they do kind of limit the minutes to their starters, they're just such a great basketball team in general that the Lakers are going to struggle here. So give me Golden State minus 6.5. And with our partnership on Sleeper each day, just like we do for the NFL podcast, we're going to give out a 2-pick. It's like a power play over there. It's 3X. So each day we're going to give out a 2-pick, and hopefully, by the end of the year, we could be super profitable on these. So, Will, who is your sleeper play of the day?
Yeah, man, I'm going to go with Jaylen Brown over 21.5 points. I think he's just going to be chucking yet again. I do like the other Boston pieces, but for whatever reason, Jaylen Brown typically starts out the season fairly hot. I think he's coming out firing. I think he's going to be shooting the deep ball. And so even though this team may be rusty, I think he will inch his way past 21.5 points.
I like it, man. I like it. I'm going to go LeBron James over 40.5 points, rebound, and assist. Again, love his just minutes floor. I don't see him being limited. And this dude averaged like 44.5 points, rebound, and assist last season. And Will, most sports books have this at 41.5. I know because I wrote it up on Scores and Odds earlier today. Sleeper has it at 40.5. Gotta shop around. Take advantage of it when you can. So that is posted over there on the RotoGrinders squad, or if you're listening or watching live now that you can do that, there you go. So you can jump in when we're doing the Morning Grind live. You can get these lines before they move. So that's going to wrap it up here for Tuesday's podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Full NBA slate going on again. If you want to watch live, head on over to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind YouTube page, and you can watch it live. If not, you can download it how you always have. So there you go. That hope everyone has a fantastic opening night, two-game slate, and we'll see you again tomorrow.